Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's continue to talk about what's going to happen in this upcoming draft. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's talk to Tori McElhaney. She does a terrific job of covering the Falcons for Falcons.com. And Tori, we were talking about this quarterback idea, right? It's just that, I think, for most Falcon fans. And then today, Terry Fontenot addressed that question like, hey, it's something real. We've got to look at it if we think there's a guy there. What do you think about all of that?
Yeah, I mean, I think Terry said exactly enough to get people talking, but not enough to get people answers. And I think that's the perfect press conference for a GM heading into draft weekend. But when it comes to the quarterback position, here's where I'm at. I agree with what he was saying, where he's like, you know, if we were picks number 1, 2, 3, and you have more of an ability to know for sure who's going to be there, it's a bit easier of a projection to make. But at number 8, there are so many things that can go on around them that it makes sense to kind of to wonder about it. And not only wonder about it, but you think about who could fall beyond a top 10. I know we get close to draft weekend and everybody's talking about, oh, there's going to be 5 quarterbacks taken in the top 10. Is that realistic? In the past, we haven't necessarily, I mean, you can kind of look at how things have been. It's like you lead up to the draft and you're talking about all these guys, and then slowly but surely draft night comes and goes and you get quarterbacks falling into the second round. I think if you're the Falcons looking at it, I personally can't see them taking a quarterback at number 8. Now, does that mean they could take them at any other point in time? Sure. But at number 8 overall, I'm not 100% sold.
That's the thing. I mean, I just feel, again, Tori, we're under the impression, Carl and I and most of the audience, and maybe you, that there's a sense of urgency because there's a finite amount of time with Kirk Cousins and the core group of younger players to go get something. So let's go get the most impactful. We always go back to 2016 where you had that impactful draft and guys contributed from the jump.
No, I mean, it's a good point. And I think that, let's be honest, too. I think at this point in time, if we're talking about the quarterback position, you have Kirk Cousins signed on to a 4-year deal that you could realistically maneuver to where it's not a full 4-year deal. If you get to the point where you bring someone in and, you know, Kirk's going to be 36 years old pretty soon. I mean, this is someone who you do have to think about what happens beyond the twilight years of his career and how do you best set up yourself for future success. I tend to think that it's not as urgent in this year as it will be next year. I think this year you've set yourself up fairly well to in your quarterback room. You have Kirk Cousins, and then you still have Taylor Heineke, who's as good of a backup as you can get in terms of the longevity of what he's been in this league. So So I'm okay with it right now. But if we're talking about this in 2025, I feel a little bit more urgency than I do in this moment right now. Now, does that mean that the Falcons aren't prioritizing and making it an urgent decision about the future of the quarterback position right now? Sure. But at the end of the day, I'm kind of like, I'm hedging my bets a little bit more with them not putting as much pressure on themselves to go out and get the successor to Kirk Cousins in this draft.
Torrey, while we're talking about hedging bets, which way are you betting about any of these edge rushers?
Yeah, no, here's the thing. If it all depends on where you are, because I've had this argument a couple times. It's like, okay, if you're at number 8 overall and you have the chance to draft the best edge rusher in the draft class, well, all the analysts and experts of the NFL draft, they're saying, oh, it's Dallas Turner. He's the best edge rusher. He's the best. He's the guy. If you're going to get the best edge rusher in the draft, that's who you get. I kind of go back and forth on it a little bit. I know a guy like Leiatu Latu is someone that a lot of Falcons fans particularly really, really like. I really like a guy like Jarrett Verse. He's very violent and aggressive in his nature of play. So you throw out all these names. Who do you feel comfortable with if you are at number 8? Is it Dallas Turner? Okay, I kind of understand that. But if you were to move down, if you were to acquire more draft capital and maybe future picks, is that something where you're looking more at a Jarrett Verse or Leiatu Latu if you're moving out past the top 10 overall picks? That's kind of what you're weighing right now, like where you're going to be picking. Because, yeah, the Falcons could be on the clock at number 8, but they could also be on the clock at, let's just throw out, number 12, number 16, number 11. I mean, these are all still options on the table because, as Terry Fontenot said today, there are a lot of exploratory calls that are being made from GM and assistant GMs across the league. I'm not totally sold on the Falcons staying put at number 8 overall.
Torrey McElhinney joins us, guys, from Falcons.com, senior writer for Falcons.com. By the way, we don't get hit with any penalty for whatever happened or didn't happen with Kirk Cousins and tampering. That'll be next year. More on that coming up. Meanwhile, if you can't find anybody to trade down with, Torrey, and this general manager's taking best athlete, and Aroma Dunze is there, then that's what he'll probably do, won't he?
I mean, that's the thing, is like I have a hard time passing up someone like Aroma Dunze at number 8 overall if he were to fall there. I don't even know if he'll be there. But if he's there, that's quite the conundrum, right? Because the Falcons have Drake London. They have 3 new receivers in Darnell and Ray and Rondell. They brought Kadarius Hodge back. You still have Kyle Pitts. You still have Bijan Robinson, who can be assets in the pass game. You have weapons. Do you need another pass catcher? And is that something that the Falcons would be a little bit like, are they hesitant about that because of the nature of they did use their last 3 first-round draft picks on Kyle and Drake and Bijan? But if Aroma Dunze is there, it's hard to overlook. It's like, oh, man, how much does best player available versus need really weigh out in this scenario? And that's going to be something that I'm glad I'm not the one making that decision, because I know Terry Fontenot is saying, like, the best player available for us. He's kind of added that caveat this year and kind of how he talks about draft strategy. It's like, do the Falcons need Aroma Dunze? I mean, it wouldn't hurt.
You know, you can never have enough good players. Listen, my philosophy is give me all the good players and I'll figure it out. That's what I want, Torrey. I don't care about whether we got 6 receivers. I hear people tell me this all the time. I'm like, I don't care. Give me all the good players, and then I'll figure it out. And smart coaching staffs are able to do that. So I totally agree with you on that. Torrey McElhinney joining us, AtlantaFalcons.com writer. A couple other things before we get to the draft. And by the way, where are you at? Are you at Flowery draft night?
I surely am. I'm actually at Flowery right now, so I just live here now.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's that time of year. Yeah, you'll be up there, and they've got your bed set up and everything. All right, as we talk about protecting our investment in Kirk Cousins, the other part of this is offensive line.
Yeah.
This is a pretty good offensive line draft.
Right.
Is it crazy for Falcon fans to believe, and Mike and I have been saying this, like, protect your investment? That is not out of the question here. It's not out of the realm.
No, I don't think it's out of the question here. I don't know if I would lean that way in the first round, but here's what people are forgetting. I know everyone wants to talk about the number 8 overall pick or wherever the Falcons are picking in the first round, but we have to think about it. The Falcons have a ton of picks to make over the course of the weekend.
Thank you.
And
I've been saying this.
And here's the thing, too. The Falcons, in, recent memory, have found really, really good key players in day two, in day three. I mean, you're talking about if you even – and even undrafted free agents. Literally, if you look at this defense, Grady Jarrett was a fifth-round pick. Right. DeMarco Helms was a seventh-round pick. Nate Landman was an undrafted free agent. This, they have these type of guys. In order to have the best roster, to be able to field the best roster, you have to be able to find talent at all different parts of the draft and beyond. And I'm a firm believer in that. So just because the Falcons maybe don't go offensive tackle or guard or whatever at the first round or in the first round, I don't think that that means that, oh, it's a bust and they're not going to get a good offensive lineman or, as I like to think, a D-tackle. I mean, I think that if, even if you don't have this idea of filling a need in the first round, you have so many freaking picks throughout the entire weekend that I think you'll be okay.
Right. The corner, though, is the one thing we don't have. I mean, we just don't have a corner. That's why I feel I don't know. I'm a knucklehead, Tori. I've done like a gazillion mock drafts. There seems to be like a serious fall off with the corners, unless you take some of the guys from Florida State in this in the third round. But anyway, I digress. What about Ebikadi and the fact that he is going to pop this year? This is the year where he breaks through Zach Harrison, and that why maybe they don't look at edge rush as crazy as we look at edge rush.
Right, and I think that's something that you got to think about too. I remember I was talking to DeJuan Jones, who's the assistant director of college scouting with the Falcons, and you know he was talking about the process of bringing in an Arnold Ebikadi, and he even said he was like, just because someone doesn't pop off in their first or second year, like we live in a time where it's like, oh, we need instant gratification, and we don't allow people the time to grow and develop. What you hope for is that okay, Ebikadi in year three, Zach Harrison in year two, that they make jumps in their play and in their production. And I think they've done some good things over the course of their time here in Atlanta. It's just kind of like trying to get them to be the guy. And can they develop into the guy? And can we allow them the time and the space to do that? I know we're obviously like, everybody's like, win now. And they should, because this is a business. But at the end of the day, this is something that I think often about, especially with some.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Of those second day, third day picks, it's like you're probably looking at developmental guys and you have to be okay with that. And not everyone's going to be a Matthew Bergeron who's going to go out after the Falcons move up in the second round to get him. And he comes out and he's the starting left guard. And I mean, he's been the most consistent left guard presence that they've had there in years. And that's, you know, you hope that doesn't change in his second year, if only it gets more and more significant. Speaking of which, I'm okay if the Falcons want to do that. If they want to package some of their later round draft picks and move up into the higher second round picks in order to get maybe a cornerback, I'm okay with that too. AJ Terrell needs a running partner.
We agree. Tori, it's going to be interesting. You're doing a great job for covering the Falcons and everything that's happening, and make sure you check her out at falcons.com. We look forward to seeing you up there. We'll be up there Friday, so we look forward to talking about what happened on Thursday and looking forward to the rest of the draft. Thank you so much.
Awesome. I'll see y'all there.
Cool.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.